Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about acting out math word problems as a way to help students comprehend the actual questions. And this comes from an article in Scientific Studies of Reading in which Arizona State University professors and professors from the University of Wisconsin at Madison talk about this idea that students often have trouble actually comprehending math word problems themselves. And so, as any teacher knows, you may have students who actually could do the math in isolation, but the word problem becomes very complicated. They can't figure out what is it actually asking, what is the scenario here, what's the irrelevant information, what's the relevant information, and they get so tripped up that they end up actually getting the problem wrong in the end. And so, the strategy the authors talk about is called moved by reading, and it's actually originally a reading comprehension strategy, and the idea is building in physical manipulation of objects as a way to help students visualize and concretely see what's going on in text. And again, this was originally started as a reading comprehension strategy, but the authors of this article were wondering and did a study to ask, can this be applied across domains into math, specifically into math word problems? And moved by reading has two main components. First, physical manipulation, and that's when students are literally actually acting out what's going on in text. And the example they give in the article is, if you had a word problem or just a reading text about a farmer moving in bales of hay, students would actually take a toy farmer and actually move the toy bales of hay is a way of acting out what's going on in the text. So this is not acting out like I'm going to get up and pretend to be a farmer moving bales of hay. It's, I actually have realia, I have actual objects, which I'm manipulating to show and act out what's going on in the text. And this could also be done on a computer when you have movable pictures. So not static pictures, but the pictures in software where you can actually pick up that picture of that farmer and move it over to the barn, things like that. And the second part of it is this idea of imagined manipulation. And this is pretty much when you're transitioning from here's the physical farmer and the physical bales of hay to, in my mind as a student, I'm able to do this when I see text about the farmer and about the hay or about anything else. I understand that I have this process where I can visualize myself actually manipulating objects to demonstrate what the text looks like. So regardless of whether I actually have pictures in front of me, regardless of whether I actually have objects in front of me, I can still get the same benefits out of that because I'm imagining myself actually moving those objects around. I'm imagining myself playing with those toys. I'm imagining myself moving those pictures around on the computer screen. And what the researchers found is with math word problems, there's a significant increase, and this was done on third and fourth graders, a significant increase in students' abilities versus control groups who were not trained. And the training was relatively straightforward over 3 days, involved teacher modeling, teacher think alouds, some direct instruction, some guided practice. But pretty much just moving students from this idea of physical manipulation, okay, here's the word problem and I'm going to actually act it out with these toys, to, okay, here's this word problem, I'm going to imagine myself acting this out with toys or on a computer screen. What they found was that significantly less use of irrelevant information. By visualizing themselves actually working through the scenario, working through the word problem, seeing it happen in their minds, students were able to really see that, oh, that's actually not that important, this particular piece of information. It doesn't matter, you know, how old Susie is, because the problem is actually asking about her preparing for her birthday party. So the use of irrelevant information went way down. That's actually the single greatest benefit that this strategy used, that students stopped using irrelevant information, or at least to a large degree. The second thing was indeed their ability to correctly set up word problems and correctly solve the problems went up significantly. Students were able to have a much better sense of what the word problem was asking, and then they were therefore able to solve it. And so this is a pretty straightforward idea, but the new thought here is that even if you don't have, as a teacher, necessarily special software or interactive whiteboards, you could do this with toys you get at the store. You could make the actual objects, but by moving students from physical manipulation to imagined manipulation, the idea that when they see a word problem, they're actually having it act out in their heads, is really going to help students with that issue of being able to comprehend both what the question's actually asking and also what the question isn't asking. So thanks for watching and happy teaching.